Sí, muchas gracias. Bueno.
Thank you. Well, very specific recommendations for states. Firstly, review existing legislation to make sure that mental health law is properly aligned with international standard. It shouldn't be considered as a specialized area which falls outside the regular scope of health. So we need to make sure that mental health law is aligned with general rules for health. And I think that we need common standards, such as for informed consent. All too often in various countries who have passed laws on informed consent, label people as having mental health problems, but it shouldn't be a special rule for mental health. For any health intervention, the individual should be consulted regarding their preferences. They should be asked if they want treatment and what kind of treatment. They should be able to reject treatment. So this is something which needs to be overhauled in general health laws, and in specifically this should be at the heart of a new health system which fully understands mental health. The issue of recovery must be at the heart, and we also must enable individuals to give their preferences about their situation, to define their situation. Mental health does not have a biological marker. It should be understood from a broader social perspective. I had polio when I was 4 months old, and I have a problem with my foot, but it's up to me if I go to the osteopath and ask for him to operate on me to straighten my foot. But I can break a car, for example. I can put the brakes on regardless of the shape of my foot. So that changes everything. So I think that we need an approach to mental health as well, which removes the stigma on mental health requirements. And I think that we all have stigma regarding mental health, whether we've had lived experience or not. I had a colleague in human rights who said that I dream of having a consultation with a mental health expert, which is just like going to the dentist. That is to say that you don't have that terrible stigma. So this is a path we have to follow, and we have to also concentrate on interculturality. There's a chance that certain community responses can be anchored in different kinds of communities. You can have indigenous communities with different approaches. Their focus, their approach to health is more contextualized, and we need to make sure that these kind of cures and healing are recognized in law as well. We also need to pay special attention to particularly vulnerable groups, those who are particularly vulnerable to suffering mental health problems. There are certain kinds of work which can expose people to a higher level of risk of their personal well-being being undermined. So we have to pay special attention to these situations to chop them down at the root. And we also need a harm reduction policy. That's very important. There are certain kinds of behavior which can give rise to situations which will undermine people's well-being, substance abuse, for example, substance use, for example. So we need a harm reduction policy for these kind of situations which can arise. We need to overhaul mental health care right from the first stage. We mustn't have a model which is based on psychiatric hospitals. There should be specialized care at the primary level, and there should be differentiated responses. This should be at the heart of the change we seek in the mental health care system. We need to make individuals our focus, and they must take responsibility, control of their treatment. Human Rights Watch is currently conducting research on sex workers. They're a vulnerable group. They could face situations which harm their mental health. But these people need access to services, and their problems need to be properly treated. And also when it comes to eating disorders and the different kinds of addictions, which could be addressed differently, not from a biomedical